Welcome to What's the Answer, a live call-in talk show that will answer your questions concerning life issues based on the Word of God.
In these economic times, am I really supposed to tithe?
Is Jesus really coming back?
Okay, I'm single. How does God expect me to make it alone when everyone I know seems to have someone?
What does God expect from me?
Is your life full of challenges and you need some real answers? What's the Answer? A live call-in talk show with Pastor Michael Thomas of the Love and Faith Christian Fellowship Church in Greensboro.
Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, welcome to What's the Answer, your live call-in Christian talk show. Of course, I am your co-host, Bishop Darrell Beatty, and I pastor a wonderful church in McLeansville, Word of Faith Christian Fellowship. I also have in the studio with me Bishop Leroy George, who pastors Open Door Fellowship in Greensboro, North Carolina. And in the absence of our host, Bishop Michael Thomas, who's Bishop of Good Shepherd's Fellowship International, as well as Love and Faith Christian Fellowship. Our sponsor is Love and Faith Christian Fellowship, which is located at 4344 Black Bear Road in Greensboro and 521 Cinema Drive, Kernersville, North Carolina. Of course, they are one church in two locations. Love and Faith is the ministry where Jesus Christ is Lord and the people are loved. And of course, you can reach us at 336-632-0205 or via the website loveandfaith.org. Then, of course, if you're listening online, you can also reach us at wljfradio.com. And just click on the Listen Live button and you can tune in and hear us live. Also, you can download the Love and Faith 100.7 app that's available on Google Play or iTunes stores. You can tune in and listen to us via the radio. Of course, you can post your comments and questions on Facebook at Love Faith Radio, or you can also tune in via Twitter at Love Faith Radio, or Instagram at Love and Faith Radio. And of course, you can reach us here in the studio at 336-387-0562. Well, as always, it's a great pleasure, it's a great honor to be able to share this time with you. And we're so grateful for all of you that have tuned in today to Watch the Answer, your live call-in Christian talk show. And we just thank God for his faithfulness. We thank God for his goodness and how he has allowed us to be back together again. Of course, we missed you all on last week, but by God's grace, he has allowed us to be able to come back together again. And we're so excited. You know, I'm just so grateful. Any opportunity that we have to come together like this is always a tremendous blessing and an honor to be able to do so. And so we're just grateful to be back in the studio with you. We thank God for all of you tuning in so faithfully each and every week to Watch the Answer, your live call-in Christian talk show. And I'm telling you, it's just such a tremendous blessing to have this time of fellowship and dialogue with the body of Christ. And you know, we look forward to this. We look forward to every opportunity that the Lord allows us to be able to, come and in the studio. And of course, now on Watch the Answer, we can be heard around the world. All you have to do is just join with us via Facebook. Amen. Praise God. And you know, it's just amazing how technology has really just allowed us the opportunity that when Watch the Answer first started, it was just locally. But Now to just see how technology has allowed Watch the Answer to just go around the world. Amen. What a tremendous blessing. And so if you're tuning in, whether you're tuning in here locally or whether you're tuning in nationally or internationally, we want to welcome you to Watch the Answer, your live call-in Christian talk show. Well, Bishop George, it's good to see you. How you doing this morning?
Doing fine, Bishop Beatty, and to absence of Bishop Thomas, and to all of our radio listeners, and to our technicians right in the studio and technicians in Winston-Salem. We just thank God for another opportunity that we're here live in Greensboro. And as you were talking about the expansion of What's the Answer, I thought about the prayer of Jabez.
Yes.
And God extended the territory of this What's the Answer. And it's good that we're able to speak to the body of Christ, not only locally, but all over the world. And that's a tremendous blessing. That is the hand of God that's working in this broadcast. I thank God for you, Bishop Beatty, just coming back from Tanzania.
Nairobi and Tanzania, yeah.
Tanzania and Nairobi. And I believe that Bishop Thomas is on his way back. I just thank God for these brothers, how they love to travel. I'm not the traveling bishop. I'm the home bishop. I thank God for all of the things that the Lord is doing. And it's tremendous. Good Shepherds, I believe, is doing a tremendous job. I thank God for how he's keeping us together and how that we always say this, but it's very honest that how God has allowed us to speak to how the audience speaks to us and we speak to them. And it's edifying to know that we have a program where people can express themselves and know that God loves us and God cares about us. So this is a tremendous blessing. I believe today that we have a tremendous subject, a good subject. So call someone, let someone know what's the answer is on the air.
Amen. And of course, you know, Bishop George, I know you may not take to the airways with us, but we're so grateful for your prayers on the ground for all of you that are praying for us as we travel over the airwaves. And of course, we were in Tanzania at the City of Hope, and just what a tremendous blessing it was to be able to participate there at the Good Shepherds Conference. And, you know, many came to Christ, to salvation, while we were there. And we're just so grateful for the work, you know, that God is doing through missions. And we had a tremendous, tremendous time. But, you know, as they always say, there's no place like home. And so even though we enjoyed ourselves, we had a wonderful time. It's just a blessing to be able to be back home, to be in the studio on today and just be a part, you know, of What's the Answer. And of course, we like to take this opportunity for those that are tuning in via Facebook on today. Sister Kim Smith, good morning. Sister Dalton, good morning. Good morning. Let's see who else. Sister Robertson, good morning to you. Praise God. Good morning. Sister Jordan, good morning to you. Praise God. And we thank God. Good morning to my wife, Tanya Beatty. Good morning, Sister Beatty. Good morning, Sister McMillan. God bless you. Good morning, Pastor David Kamara, all the way from Sierra Leone. God bless you. God bless you. So good to see you. Good morning, Sister Reynolds. Good to see you as well. Sister Keith, good morning. Good to see you. Brother Smith, good morning. Good to see you as well. Good morning, Sister Wright. God bless you. Good morning. Wow, what a tremendous blessing. Good morning to all of you. And we're so grateful that you have tuned in to Watch the Answer on today. And listen, I want to encourage all of my Facebook family and friends, those of you that are out there that are tuning in on this morning. Listen, hit that share button. Share it with all of your friends on Facebook. Because as Bishop George has already said, you know, we're going to have a tremendous time on today. But one of the things that, you know, Bishop George failed to mention was that, listen, we not only want you to call your friends and let them know, but we want you to call your enemies too. Let them know what's the answer. It is on the air live. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want everyone to be able to participate. Praise God. Be a part of our broadcast on today. I really believe that the subject that we're going to be talking about is very relevant to the day and hour that we're in. And so, you know, Bishop George, of course, you have the scripture for today.
Yes, sir. Our scripture today comes from St. John, the Gospel of St. John, the ninth chapter, the fourth and the fifth verse. And it reads, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world.
Amen. Amen. What a powerful scripture Jesus said that I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. He said, because night is coming, you know, when no one can work. One of the things that Jesus understood was that he had a kingdom assignment that he had to fulfill in this earth, but he only had a short time to fulfill, you know, that assignment. But Jesus, as we know throughout the gospel, Jesus was consistent in fulfilling the kingdom assignment that God had given him. And so on today, our question to all of you is, are you fulfilling your kingdom assignment? Are you fulfilling your kingdom assignment? Are you doing the works that, you know, God has called us to do? You know, Jesus said over in John chapter 12, he said, listen, I'm getting ready to go away. He said, but those that believe on me, he said, the works that I do shall they do also, and greater works than these shall they do, because I'm going to be with my Father. Jesus knew that he had only a short time here to fulfill his kingdom assignment, and Jesus fulfilled his assignment, but he also left a work for us to do. He has given each and every one of us, those of you that are tuned in on the sound of my voice, he's given each and every one of us a kingdom assignment to fulfill in this earth. And it is necessary. It is necessary that each and every one of us fulfill the work that God has called us to do. You know, I personally, I am fulfilling the kingdom assignment that God has for my life. Listen, you know, I must admit that every assignment that God has given me, I haven't always wanted to do that assignment. But I thank God for the grace that he's given me to be able to fulfill every assignment that he's given me. Now, I believe there are some other assignments that he's given us right now. Today, we're fulfilling the assignment that God has given us to watch the answer, you know, each and every week. Listen, I understand, you know, of course, if Bishop George and myself came into this studio and wanted to fulfill our assignment here on What's the Answer, we know that we could not do it by ourselves. But we have technicians here in the studio with us. And each one of them, now I want you to understand, each one of them have a kingdom assignment that helps us to be able to go live with What's the Answer. And it's because of each one of them fulfilling their assignment that we're able to do this. So it just goes to show that regardless of what your assignment may be, every assignment that God gives us is important. It's important. And we must make sure, just as Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day, for night's coming. Listen, we only have a short time left to fulfill the work that God has called us to do. And it is vital. It's important that we fulfill the work. You know, this is a saying that, you know, I've been saying, you know, for quite a while now, is that, you know, when my time is up, when God is ready to call me home, I want to die empty. In other words, I want to have fulfilled every assignment that God has placed upon my life, that when he calls me home, I have emptied out all of the assignments that God has called me to. And so today's question to each and every one of you, are you fulfilling your kingdom assignment? Your assignment, let me say this again, your assignment, whatever it is that God has given you to do, it is necessary. It is necessary for the advancement of the kingdom of God.
You know, when you talk about kingdom assignment, fulfilling it, it comes to the place individually, because all of us cannot, we're one body, and we have many functions in that body. So everyone that has the assignment to have is for the glory and honor of God. When I think about the kingdom assignment, the first thing that comes to my mind is witness. Mm-hmm. We all have that. Yes. All of us fit that kingdom assignment of being a witness for the Lord. And that's so imperative that we'll, now in that part of witnessing, there's other assignments within that witness. Mm-hmm. Because remember what Jesus said, that when he left, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, the Great Commission. So I said that one of our main assignments is a witness. Then I thought of another assignment that we must have is to love Jesus.
Amen.
With all of our heart.
Amen.
And with all of our mind. Because if we don't love Jesus with all of our heart and mind, we won't do the assignment. So it's very imperative that we make an assignment that I spend time with the Lord before I go out to do my assignment for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought also about another assignment, to live a holy life. What does that mean? I have to be an example to those. I am the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. So we have to be that example. And that's an assignment.
Yes.
Because sometimes the devil will try to attack you at one time to take that light away.
Mm-hmm.
So our assignment is to stay alert, to keep being light to the world and salt to the earth. And another assignment that I thought about is being an ambassador. I represent, we believers represent the kingdom of God in the earth realm.
Amen.
So I'm an ambassador for the Lord. That's one. That's an assignment that we all should have. And then I also thought about one of the assignments that's very imperative is to stay filled with the Holy Spirit, that I can do all the assignments that God has given us to do. And I when I think about that, I think about when I do that, I'm pleasing the Lord. As Bishop was saying, that when it's all over, I want to hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."
Amen. Praise God. You know, Bishop, that's one of the things that I want to hear him say. I think all of us want to hear him say, "Well done, you know, thy good and faithful servant." You know, Bishop, you know, as you were sharing, it just goes to show how that the assignments that God has given us covers every aspect of our lives and our kingdom service, you know, unto him. You know, one of the assignments that I believe that God gives us is to glorify him with our lives. When you were talking, Bishop, it made me think about how that when we fulfill all of the things that you shared and we fulfill the work that God has called us to do, it glorifies him. It brings honor to him in the earth. One of the things that Jesus said in John chapter 17, and I just want to read that verse 4, John 17, verse 4, Jesus said, "I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do."
Yeah.
Notice how Jesus said he has glorified the Father. He said that I have glorified you by finishing, completing the work that you have given me to do. God's desire is that we would bring glory, that we would bring honor to him, praise God, by fulfilling the assignments that he's called us to. And, you know, he's given us various assignments. Whether your assignment is to sing in the choir, whether your assignment is to serve in some capacity, whether you're an usher, you're a greeter, whatever that kingdom assignment. And it could just be simply showing kindness and love to someone, you know, that you come in contact with. But either way, God wants to get the glory and the honor out of our lives. And it's when each one of us is doing our share, each one of us are doing the part that God has given us to do in our kingdom assignment, that the body of Christ can be built up, edified, and the kingdom of God can be advanced. You know, when we were just in, as I mentioned, we were just in Tanzania and at the City of Hope, and you know, each one of us, you know, had our assignments, and one of the things that I wanted to do was to make sure that I fulfill the assignment that God had given unto me. And so, you know, there was an instance where I had to continue to remind someone because I knew I'd been given an assignment and I didn't want to leave without that assignment being fulfilled. And that's how God wants us to have that kind of attitude, that every assignment that he gives it to us, that it takes priority. That it takes priority in our lives, and that we do the best and all that we can to fulfill the assignments that God has given us.
You know, when you were talking, I thought about that assignment. It does not matter how small it is.
Mm-hmm.
As long as God has given it to you, you have to do it with all your heart and mind.
Yes.
It's so every individual, every believer should understand that no matter how small the assignment or how great the assignment is, the bottom line is that I'm going to give God the glory.
Yes.
And I've said this before. We have to, all of believers must understand that we are the Lord's hands and we are his feet.
Yes.
We are his mouthpiece.
Yes.
And that assignment that goes out is because when God, when we learn how to deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow him daily, on a daily basis, we have an assignment. If it's just to give someone a smile.
Yes. Amen.
You know, so many frowns out here in the end of the day. Yeah. So, but when God said, well, give them, if an assignment is to let somebody get in front of you, you have fulfilled that assignment.
Yes.
And you know, many times I heard we talked about sometimes we go to a fast food place and the Lord says to us, pay for that person's meal net behind you. You don't know what it's going to be, but God's already got it already planned, so you'll have the money to pay it.
Yes.
And that's an assignment.
Yes.
So I think sometimes if we're not careful, we look at assignments, got to be something big.
Yeah.
Something, any assignment the Lord give us, he knows that we can handle it because that's what he does. That's the kind of God we have. That's the kind of Heavenly Father we have. He will not give us an assignment that we can't handle.
Amen.
And that's so important to understand that too.
Wow, you're absolutely right. He equips us for every assignment, you know, that he gives us to do. And, you know, Bishop, you know, I was thinking about, you know, you were talking about paying it forward. That's what they call it, paying it forward. And
And
I remember one day I was in the line at the grocery store and the Lord impressed it upon my heart to pay for the person's, you know, order that was in front of me. And so when I told the cashier that, you know, that I was going to pay for it, you know, they just looked. They were in shock, like, you know, no one has ever done this, you know, for me. But I understood how important it was to be obedient, you know, to the Spirit of the Lord when he told me, you know, to do it. But it's those types of assignments. Many times, you know, God won't just let us know in advance when he wants us to bring glory or bring honor to him, you know, through an assignment. But when he does tell us what to do, we have to be obedient.
We have to be obedient
to what the Lord is telling us to do so that in that moment, you know, God can get the glory. And one of the things that I always say when the Lord will lead me to do things like that is that God bless you and God loves you, you know? And I remember one day I was in the grocery store and it looks like the cashier was just having a rough day. And I mean, you know, I was speaking to her and she didn't speak back. And, you know, and you're just like, oh my God. Goodness, you know, where's the customer service? And, you know, I was, you know, beginning to feel a certain way because I was trying to be, you know, pleasant.
Nice.
Yeah. But she still had this attitude. But then the Holy Spirit told me, he said, I want you to buy her lunch. And I'm thinking like, what? You know, this lady had got this nasty attitude. You want me to buy her lunch? And the Lord told me to do it. So I was obedient. So I got extra money back and I gave it to her. And I said, have you had lunch today? And she was like, no. I said, well, listen, I love to buy you lunch. And I mean, it just changed everything about her attitude, demeanor, and everything, you know, just changed. So you never know how you're influencing and impacting somebody's life when you're available to fulfill the assignment that God gives you, you know, at that moment. So, you know, it really makes a difference. That's why, like you said, regardless of how big or how small that assignment is, it's important. And it's important because it brings glory and it brings honor to God.
You know, because some people think that the only thing that's something that has to be big has to be a big assignment.
Yeah.
It has to be something that whenever you have an assignment from the Lord, it never brings glory to you.
That's very important to understand. That's good, Bishop.
Whenever you know that assignment that's given from the Lord, it's always going to give God the glory.
Yes.
Now, when you're doing an assignment to get man's glory, then you need to go back and find out if did you really get the right assignment.
I love that. I love that because really it has to flow from the heart. It has to flow out of your love, you know, for, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the difference maker. You know, the Bible talks about I think in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, around that 10th verse, where it talks about where we're all going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And, you know, we're going to have to give an account for all of our action and works. And you know, some of those works, you know, I believe is God, he's going to judge. He's going to judge every work. And some of those works are going to be destroyed because they weren't done with the right motive. And so even when we are fulfilling our kingdom assignment, we must make sure that we have the right motive and the right attitude in what we're doing that is flowing out of our love for the Lord Jesus Christ. And those are the works that we will get, you know, rewarded for. And so, you know, Bishop, I think, you know, it's an honor. It's a privilege to be able to serve in the kingdom of God. And again, regardless of what that capacity is, you may never stand before hundreds or thousands to preach the gospel. God may not give you that assignment, but those assignments that we sometimes consider to be menial, to be small, are the assignments that's very important.
Touching people.
And that's necessary. Yeah. It makes a difference in somebody else's life.
Right. And, you know, assignment should always affect someone else.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about affecting someone else to the glory and honor of God.
Amen.
And that's very important because sometimes people think that I'm doing this. And when you have to get the I out.
Yeah.
When you're talking about an assignment.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Yeah.
It's got to be it's the Lord's glory, his honor, because sometimes God will give you an assignment that you don't like.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And because he told you to do it, you go by obedience. You're bringing somebody some relief. You're bringing somebody help.
Yeah.
Because you obeyed your assignment.
Yeah.
And that assignment could be just going up to someone saying, "Hey, good to see you."
Yeah.
You know, whatever assignment God gives us, it's important.
Yeah. You know, Bishop, I was just thinking as you were saying, one of the things that God helped me to realize, you know, you were talking about taking the I out of it.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that God has always helped me to realize that in every assignment that he's given me, it's not that God is working with me.
Yeah.
I'm working with him.
Yeah.
So the assignment that he gives me, I can't take the glory for it because it's not me that's doing the work. It's God. I'm working. I'm laboring together with him to fulfill the assignments that God gives me in life. And that's what makes the assignment so impactful.
Yeah.
Because it's God. It's God doing the work in and through me. There's a verse of scripture that talks about, for we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency may be of God.
And
the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. So we're laboring together with God with every assignment that he's given us. Well, listen, Bishop, we need to go to Facebook and we need to open up the lines on today. Of course, the question today is, are you fulfilling your kingdom assignment? Are you doing the works that God has given you to do? Are you working for the kingdom in such a way that it's bringing God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise? And so if so, we would love to hear from you. You can either respond to us via Facebook, or you can also call us here at the studio at 336-387-0562. Again, that number is 336-387-0562, and you can reach us nationally as well as internationally. We'd love to hear from you on today. So let's go to Facebook. We have, Reverend Tanya Reynolds Beatty says, "Amen, we must be faithful in fulfilling our kingdom assignments." Amen, amen, we have to be faithful. Sister Carmisha Wright says, "In all honesty, I don't know if I am truly fulfilling my kingdom assignment. All I know for is now is that I am trying to do what is pleasing in my Father's sight and stay prayed up daily that he will continue to develop me for what he needs me to do." Amen. And that's a good place to be because, you know, whatever assignment that God gives us, God will give us, God will guide us. He will direct us. And many times we're walking in assignments that God gives us that we're totally unaware of.
Yes.
But it's God that assigns us or gives us a work to do for his glory and for the advancement of his kingdom. I think Bishop, you mentioned something about, you know, just smiling, just giving somebody a smile. Now, you know, what kind of kingdom assignment is giving someone a smile? But you never know how that smile will make a difference in somebody's day. You never know how just a simple phrase is, you know, good morning, I love you. You know, because sometimes people never hear I love you come out their mouth, amen, you know, come out of somebody else's mouth. So you just never know how you're being a blessing in somebody's life.
You know, assignment can be a phone call.
Yeah, simple phone call.
I remember one of the mothers in the church used to pass out cards.
Mm-hmm.
People get thank you cards, but just an assignment to have someone say, I appreciate you and I thank you. That's a very powerful effect on somebody's heart.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I said this earlier, but I think sometimes if the church is not careful, the believers are not careful, they think they got to have some kind of recognition for what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But the recognition is to love Jesus.
Yes.
And to love others who are being affected by your assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bottom line. A ministry of reconciliation.
Yeah.
Ministry of leading somebody back to the Lord, or leading someone into the Lord. You know, the only time when heaven rejoices is when somebody repents.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of our, you don't know when you smile at somebody, the Lord gave you a sign, you don't know how that affects someone, mm-hmm, to come to Jesus.
Amen.
Because some people are just got so many trials and situations going in their lives. And because the Lord told you to smile at that individual, you don't know how that's going to affect them.
Yeah.
And how it's going to lead them to Christ.
Yeah.
Some plant, huh? Mm-hmm. Some sow, plant, and mm-hmm, God gives the increase.
Amen.
That's what's so exciting about God's assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know at the end, whatever assignment the Lord's giving you, it's going to be an increase.
Amen.
Because the Lord said so.
Yeah. You know, Bishop, you know, I'm just going to share a quick testimony while we're waiting. Listen, if you love to just kind of share with us on today via Facebook, listen, just throw that comment in there. If you like to call us here in the studio, again, you can reach us at 336-387-0562. Again, that's 336-387-0562. You know, I want to go back and use an example of how a smile makes a difference. I remember I was working for this company, and, you know, every day I would go in and I would just be me. And, you know, I always would have a smile, you know, on my face. I enjoyed, you know, working there. And I remember one morning when I came into work, one of the supervisors, he asked me, he said, excuse me, can I talk with you? I said, sure. He said, I've really been going through some things, you know, in life, and it's been a little difficult. He said, and I was talking to my wife on last night, and I was telling her that there's this young man named Daryl that works with us, and every day, regardless of what happens, you know, the supervisor gets on us. He always keeps that smile on his face. He's always keeps a pleasant attitude. And he said, you know, I'm going to talk to him when he comes in the morning. So when he called me over there and he shared that with me, and he said, you know, what is it? You know, what is it about you that you never get upset? You always have a smile on your face. I said, well, if you really want to know the answer, I said, is the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, it's because of who I have in my life that, you know, it allows me to be able to handle the things that happen in the workforce and still keep my joy. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I told him, I said, listen, I said, the same thing that Christ is doing in my life, he can do the same thing in your life. To make a long story short, he surrendered his life to the Lord Jesus, mm-hmm, Christ. Praise God. And again, it started with a smile,
with
Bishop.
A smile.
It right. just started with a simple smile, yeah, going in there, smiling every day. So you're absolutely right. You know, sometimes a smile, just a simple smile, or yeah, just simple hello, or I love you, you know, it makes a difference in somebody's life.
You know, being that example.
Mm-hmm.
Because
an example,
because one of the challenges that we have as Christians, you know, the devil will suddenly attack us,
mm-hmm,
and people watch and see how we're going to handle it.
Yeah,
our assignment is from the inward out that we're holy because the Lord made us holy. We're different.
Yeah.
We're peculiar people.
Yeah.
So we should be able to handle situations differently mm-hmm. than the world does. And the world needs to see that.
Right.
Not bringing attention to us.
Right.
But bringing attention to who's in my life.
Absolutely.
And when you allow that example to flow, it starts getting contagious.
Yeah.
It goes to other people. You know, hey, if you need someone that you need to talk to, go down to Bishop Beatty. He'll talk to you. You know, that's a message. That's an ambassador.
Yeah.
That's a person, a believer who's representing the kingdom. And we need that today.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the man, the way the world is, the politics and all the things that's going on how the deceit, this deception is so prevalent in the land that we need someone that can really say, you know, I can trust that individual.
Yes.
Because I seen them when they were under the load. And that's because we took that assignment seriously about being light
mm-hmm.
and salt.
Absolutely.
When we take that assignment, see, I think what happens to people is that we get caught up in ourselves. And when we get caught up in ourselves, we lose the availability that the Holy Spirit can speak to us at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're more concerned about what I'm going through. If you take our self out of the way, and allow the Holy Spirit to control us, then we don't know who we can affect.
Absolutely.
In a bad situation.
Absolutely. Because when we're allowing His light to be shown through us, I
yeah.
believe that it will draw, you know,
draw
other people, you know, to Him. And so, as you said, Bishop, it's so very important. And let's go to Facebook. Bishop Charles Watkins says, so true. When we believers in Jesus Christ let His light shine in our lives, if it will be seen clearly. Peace. Amen. Praise Amen. God. Absolutely. It's when we allow His light to be seen in us that He can be seen more clearly. One of the things that Bishop Thomas would always say is that we're to make Christ more clear and visible
yes.
to the world around us. And the only way that they're going to see Him is through us, through the life that we live, this light that we let shine. You know, Jesus said that as long as I'm in the world, He says, I am the light of the world. But
yeah.
then later He comes back and He said, you know, you are the light of the world.
Yeah.
Talking about you and I, all of us, you know, we're that light that has the assignment of allowing Christ to be seen clear and visible through our lives.
Yeah.
And so we'd love to hear from you. If you love to comment on Facebook, praise God, just put your comment there in the chat box. Or if you like to just call in and just share how you're fulfilling your kingdom assignment, whatever that assignment may be, you can call us here in the studio at 336-387-0562. Again, that number is 336-387-0562. And again, we're talking about, are you fulfilling your kingdom assignment? Are you allowing yourself to be available. To be used by God to be able to touch and change the lives of others, to advance? God wants His kingdom advanced in the earth.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that He does it is through you and I as believers. As you said, Bishop, we are the extension of Christ's body in the earth. We are His hands.
Yeah.
We are His feet. We share His heart. And
yeah.
so if we're going to touch and transform the world around us, we must be about our Father's business.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was about His Father's business. Everywhere He went, He made a difference in the lives of those that were around Him. And that's what we're called to do, the same thing as Christian believers, to make a difference in somebody's life by doing the works, those things that God has called us to do as Christian believers.
You know, when you were talking, it came to me about Martha and Mary.
Yeah, yeah.
Each one had an assignment.
Yeah.
Martha had the assignment of getting everything ready,
mm-hmm.
getting excited, and Mary had the assignment of staying at the feet of Jesus. But all of it was important.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing we need to understand, is that when it's giving God glory and giving God honor, that assignment is important.
Yes.
And one of the things that we have to understand is that the enemy will try to do everything he can to keep us from doing our assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Because he'd rather see us being devoured, being separated,
right,
being chaos.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have an assignment on your job to have peace, that's an assignment.
Yes.
Because people now, today, they go off, they lose their temper. But if you as a Christian in that situation, because of your assignment of peace,
yes,
it can bring harmony and love into that individual's life, and it can be a change there.
Amen. Amen. And you know, and we're laborers together in the kingdom of God. Well, let's go to Facebook. Sister Demetrius Jordan says, "Blessings, bishops. My heart's desire daily is to do the will of God. I have positioned myself to do that which God has graced me to do in him. My heart is fixed. My heart is fixed, and my mind is made up to stay on the straight and narrow path. I pray my light is shining and God is pleased with my life. My answer to the Lord will always be yes, Lord." Amen. Amen. I love that. I love that. Thank you so much, Sister Jordan, for sharing with us. Well, let's go to the lines. We have some callers on the line. We have Sister Melanie from Winston-Salem. God bless you. You're on the air. Are you fulfilling your kingdom assignment?
I know I am. I've been doing this for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's the Lord. I tried other things, but he always bring me back to it. I'm not rich, but I'm comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a ministry of giving cards, too. And I really enjoyed that so much. And like you say, just putting a smile on somebody's face.
Yes.
We don't know where these people are at these days.
Amen.
So just kindness.
Yeah.
You know, being kind to someone, loving someone. And my answer to Jesus Christ is yes. Always.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Melanie, for sharing with us on today. Praise God. And you know, that should be all of our answers. It's just, you know, yes, Lord, that regardless of what assignment that he gives us in life, amen, we should say yes, Lord. Well, let's go back to the line. We have Sister Tate on the line all the way from Kernersville. God bless you. Are you faithfully fulfilling your kingdom assignment?
I am faithfully receiving my kingdom from Christ. I used to pray and ask God to give me an idea of what he wanted out of my life. And I am a giver.
Yeah.
God has blessed me and blessed so many people around me to it's not even funny.
Wow.
So, yes, I'm blessed.
Wow.
Thank you, guys.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Tate, for sharing with us. Amen. Praise God. We know that giving is important. You know, the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive, you know. And so, you know, just being that blessed, you know, I heard, you know, giving out cards, you know, that, you know,
that's powerful.
It's very powerful. Being that giver,
folk.
You know, all of those are assignments. They're works that God gives us as believers. And as you mentioned earlier, Bishop, that, you know, it's not for us. It's to make a difference, you know, in somebody else's life. And so, you know, I thank God for every opportunity that God, you know, allows me to be able to serve on behalf of the kingdom. Again, and whatever the capacity, you know, it may be, I think it's so important to just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And his leading in our lives, because as we mentioned earlier, at any given, you know, moment, you know, he can give us an assignment to do, and all we have to do is just walk in obedience to that, you know, the spiritual principle of obedience, God's plan to reward my life. And so when we walk in obedience to that, God is glorified and we are, you know, rewarded for the works that we do.
You know, I was thinking about also the principle of sowing and reaping. Mm-hmm. See, when you start, when you're sowing good seed,
yes,
you're sowing love.
Yeah,
you're sowing patience, yeah. Sowing patience and the fruit of the spirit.
Yeah,
all of those. And what happens is that it's going to bring some fruit,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to bring it's going to be reaping.
Yeah,
and not only on yourselves, but to other people. Mm-hmm. And when that starts happening, as I'm saying this, it starts affecting people that maybe had a bad attitude, but because of your sowing, the right kind of attitude,
yeah,
it's changing people's hearts.
Yeah.
It's making difference in people's lives. And that's, you know, as I said earlier, sometimes people looking for the big thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I ain't doing nothing. I don't have a big crowd in front of me, but your assignment is what God told you to do.
Yeah.
If it's to clean the bathrooms, make sure it's the best bathroom they go into. Yeah. And that's an assignment, and it's all for the glory of God. And you know, one of the things that I find out in our assignment to witness.
Yes.
And witness doesn't mean you have to open up your mouth all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Witness is just being that example.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Letting people know that I belong to Jesus. And he belongs to me.
Amen.
And you know, sometimes even in the midst of knowing your assignment, you have to deny yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets hard.
Yeah.
Because especially like you had that assignment where you were in a situation where a person can be really ugly to
you.
Yeah. But your assignment is to show love.
Yeah.
To show that love. And that assignment sometimes is very difficult. But when you deny yourself and take up that cross daily, then you see that you start seeing change.
Yeah.
And when you start seeing change in people's lives, then you can lift up your hands and say, thank God that God used me to bring glory to his kingdom.
Amen. Because we all want to take advantage of the opportunities, you know, to be used by God. And again, God, I believe God gives us, you know, opportunities all throughout the day to really be, you know, used by him. But again, it comes back to really just being sensitive to the Holy Spirit and the heart of God as he directs us and as he leads us, because again, you know, through our serving, it always makes a difference in somebody else's life. It touches,
Amen.
You know, somebody else's life differently. And so, you know, we're just grateful that God affords and gives us those opportunities to be a blessing in somebody else's life. And so, you know, I'm again, I see myself as a co-laborer, that we're all laboring together with God.
Lord. Yeah.
You know, he's the one doing the work, but you know, we're laboring, you know, together with him. You know, I was thinking about earlier, you talked about, you know, Martha and Mary, how that, you know, Martha, she was just so encumbered with, you know, serving and making sure that things were, you know, in place. But then, you know, Mary, her assignment was different. Her assignment was to, you know, sit at the feet of Jesus and to hear the word, you know. And it's amazing how that Martha wanted to get Mary outside of her assignment. Outside of assignment. So, you know, I think even in fulfilling our kingdom assignment, we have to be careful that we don't allow someone to, you know, influence us to get outside of the assignment that God has
given us.
Yes, because we're going to be most effective in the assignments that the Lord has given us. And so, you know, whenever I look at that story, you know, Jesus lets Martha know that, you know, Mary have chosen that good part. In other words, Mary chose an assignment that was more important than just works. You know, so many times we can, you know, get caught up in the assignment of just working. But we see here that Mary's assignment was just to sit at Jesus's feet, to just sit in his presence. There are times in my life when, you know, I can be, you know, serving and just doing certain things, and Holy Spirit would just have me to just stop all of that and just, you know, to just sit in the presence of God.
Yeah.
At that moment, that's the assignment
yeah.
that he's given me. And even though I may have been working on behalf, you know, of the kingdom, but at that moment, he calls me to the assignment of just, you know, resting and sitting in the feet of Jesus. And so we have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit with the various assignments, you know, that he gives us and not try to conform those assignments to our natural way of thinking, because naturally thinking, I would think that the works was more important, just like Martha. Martha thought the hospitality and the work and the service was more important, but Jesus let her know otherwise, that Mary had chosen that most important work.
You know, when I think about that assignment, you got to allow the Holy Spirit to be in complete control, because when he's in control, it's going to work out right
yeah.
because, you know, when scripture says that all things work to the good who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That means that sometimes the assignment we might not like, but because it's working for the good and the honor of God, I got to do it.
Yeah.
I've got to obey it.
Yeah.
And there's a purpose behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I might not see the purpose right now, but God sees the purpose.
Amen.
And that's the thing we have to understand, that because we do our assignment, we don't see nothing happening. But it does not mean it's not going to happen.
Right.
Because God gives the increase. And that's so important now, because some of the things that we do, sometimes if we're not careful, we always want to be seen and making sure that everybody sees our assignment.
Yeah.
But some assignments that people don't see, but God sees.
Yeah.
And yes. the effect is because we help somebody else.
Yeah.
And it's very important to understand that, because we're living in a time now, everybody, show me.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Show me.
Yeah.
But no, sometimes your assignment is a secret
yeah.
assignment.
Yeah.
Just between you and the Lord and the person that's being blessed.
Yeah. And sometimes those assignments is just to be a helper.
Yeah.
To assist, to help, you know, someone else in an assignment that God has given them, that may appear that more honor is given to that particular assignment. But sometimes God calls us to, you know, just assist in those assignments. You know, I look at every time, you know, I have an opportunity to be able to, you know, go to other countries with Good Shepherd's Fellowship International. I enjoy just, you know, being that servant, being that helper, you know, and I don't even have to, you know, be in the spotlight, you know, just whatever capacity, you know, that I can serve in, you know, I'm always grateful and honored to be able to do that. You know, I have the opportunity that where we go to preach, you know, in those countries. But even if I didn't have that assignment, if I was there just to assist, to pray, to help serve, you know, I'm honored. I'm honored anyway, because I know that it all works together to advance the kingdom of God. And really, that's why we here. That's Jesus came to earth. Again, we read in the scripts, he said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. He understood how important his work was on behalf of the kingdom and the earth. And when we understand just how important the work is, the assignments are that the Lord Jesus Christ gives us, and we do it with all of our heart, that again, it's going to bring glory. It's going to bring honor to God. It's going to advance him, his kingdom in the earth. It's going to make him more clear and more visible. And that's what the world needs. Listen, with all of the craziness that we see happening in our world today, we need some great example. We need some, not just great example, we need some godly examples. We need some godly examples in the world today that needs to be seen.
Yeah.
And God has given us the opportunity to be able to set those godly examples in the earth.
You know, when you were talking, I thought about it's got to be a yes.
Yeah.
Yes
yeah.
to the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Yes to his way.
Yeah.
Yes to what he's asked me to do. No matter, it might be insignificant to someone else, but I'm saying yes because that's my assignment.
Uh-huh.
You know, and my assignment is the point that I have to make sure that my assignment come from the Lord, because the things that are happening now is that people trying to get their own recognition. Mm. We talked about it a lot of times in church. People want to be entertained.
Yeah.
And to be excited about big things and things that's going on. But sometimes it's that little assignment.
Mm.
That little assignment. That assignment that you just smiled at somebody. Yeah. Or you shook their hand.
Yeah.
Or you just went over to them and put your hand on their shoulder.
Yeah.
Whatever. But it's going to be directed from a yes. And that yes comes from the Holy Spirit living on the inside.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, that's really just so important because, you know, again, it's being that example, to the world around us. Praise God. And I think we got some comments that's in the chat box. Let's look. We have, again, Reverend Tanya Beatty says, "That is so good. It shows the necessity to always be open to what God wants to say and do in and through being sensitive to the Holy Spirit and operating in discernment will help us to stay aware of what we should be doing when and regardless of how important we think the assignment is. We cannot fulfill our kingdom assignment without being obedient and sensitive to God." Amen. Wow. Amen. Sister Gilmer says, "Yes, I know I'm doing the assignment that God has graced me for. Working in the medical field, I have opportunities to minister to our patients. Sometimes all they need is a smile or an encouraging word, and it will make a difference in their life." Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, we just never know how we're influenced and making a difference in somebody's life by just being sensitive to the Holy Spirit and His leading in our lives. And Bishop, I just keep going back to, regardless of how big or how small, you know, that assignment is, again, you never know the impact that you're having in somebody else's life. All we have to do is to make ourselves available, available to be used by God, available to fulfill the kingdom purpose that God has us here for anyway, and that is to bring glory and honor to Him. We were created to bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't know about you, but I want to be that difference maker. I want to be that person that can make a difference in somebody else's life, that can make a difference in the world around me, that can make a difference in the workplace, that can make a difference in my church, in my community, everywhere I go.
Yeah.
I want to have the influence of making a difference for the glory of God. And I believe that that's the assignment that God calls each and every one of us to, is to make a difference in the lives of those that are around us. And one of the ways that we can make a difference in the lives of people is by sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, by letting the world know that Jesus Christ died for their sins. And not only did He die, but He rose again, praise God, so that our sins could be forgiven, so that we could have a new start in life. Jesus Christ, He is the answer for the world today. And it is essential, it is important that we make Him clear and visible to the world around us. Praise God. I tell you, listen, we could just go on and on and on, but we know that we have a limit on our time and we are fast approaching that time for us to go. But listen, we want to just thank God for each and every one of you working and serving in the capacity that you are serving in as it relates to the work that the Lord Jesus Christ has called you to. And we just want to encourage you to remain consistent, stay steadfast in the work God has called you to, because we know sometimes it may get weary, it may get a little tough, but we know that if you don't give up, if you don't quit, if you'll just stay persistent, glory to God, we know that we will reap in due season. So I just want to just encourage encourage everyone to be sensitive. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading in your life. And as he speaks with you, he gives you an assignment. Just make yourself available to do whatever the Lord has called you to do. Listen, we're so glad that you have taken time out of your busy schedules to be able to join with us on today. And it's just really been a blessing on behalf of myself, Bishop Thomas, and absent Bishop Thomas, Bishop George.
Yes.
We just want to just thank all of you for just tuning in so faithfully each and every week to watch the Answer Your Live Calling Christian Talk Show. You just don't know how much of a blessing you all are in each and every one of our lives. So listen, I want to encourage you on this week to go to a Bible teaching, Bible believing church. Amen. Praise God. Get into the plan of God. Allow God to use you on this week. And God willing, we'll be back same time, same place on next week. Have a wonderful week in the Lord.
Thank you for joining Pastor Michael Thomas for What's the Answer, a live call-in talk show. What's the Answer? Every Friday from 11 till 12 on this station.